Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see sunny skies with a high near 68 degrees. Tonight mostly clear, a low around 45. Saturday sunny with a high near 75. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 57. And on Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 72. Breezy with south wind gusts as high as 33 miles per hour. And in the news for today, in our continuing coverage of the candidates and issues for the upcoming midterm elections. Today we look at the race for Wisconsin Attorney General between Democratic incumbent Josh Call and his Republican challenger Eric Toney. Call was elected in 2018, defeating incumbent Brad Schimmel 49.4% to 48.8%. Before Call's election, a Republican had held the office since 2007. Call's campaign website states, "As Attorney General, my top priority is public safety. My administration has investigated and or prosecuted some of the most serious offenses in the state, including homicide, sexual assaults, robberies, internet crimes against children, and drug trafficking." The website states, "Call's administration has fought crime, protected our natural resources, and defended our rights, taking on tough issues and getting results." Toney was elected district attorney in Fond du Lac County in 2012 and was reelected in 2016 and 2020. Toney says he is running to, quote, "restore the Department of Justice's mission to fight crime, support law enforcement, protect families, and enforce the rule of law," saying Call had failed to support law enforcement, politicized the Department of Justice, failed to defend our election laws, has rejected the title of Wisconsin's top cop, and has begun to systematically defund the Department of Justice's ability to prosecute cases. At stake in this race is the precarious balance of power in state government. As stated earlier this week, current Democratic Governor Tony Evers had to resort to 120 vetoes to try to prevent a conservative Republican agenda from overwhelming the state's political system. Evers holds a razor-thin lead over right-wing Republican Tim Michaels, and if Michaels should prevail, the state legislature will have a veto-proof path to making sweeping changes to laws in Wisconsin. Perhaps the most critical issue at hand for the next attorney general is whether or not to prosecute cases related to abortion and a woman's right to choose her health care choices. With the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, Wisconsin anti-abortion activists have demanded that the 1849 law be enforced, even in cases of rape and incest. Call argues that law was rendered obsolete by a 1985 Wisconsin law that protected the right to choose. He has filed a lawsuit seeking to end the uncertainty created by the High Court's decision and has announced that the Department of Justice will not use its limited resources to prosecute abortion cases. Toney said he would like the legislature to give district attorneys the power to cross county lines to prosecute abortion cases. Toney, who has been outspoken in his support for banning abortion in nearly all cases, said when a district attorney doesn't enforce the law, a different DA should be able to come into the county to do it. The latest Marquette University Law School poll found abortion policy is the fourth most important concern among voters following inflation, public schools, and gun violence. During their first debate, both candidates were asked what they see as the role of the Attorney General in future elections after the 2020 election prompted accusations of fraud by former President Donald Trump and investigations in states like Wisconsin. "He supported Michael Gableman's waste of over $1 million of taxpayer money," Call said, referring to Toney. "He just appeared with him at a fundraiser. He said that our election commissioners committed crimes and should be removed from office, so he's been fanning the flame of the big lie. That is the last thing we need from our state's top law enforcement officer," end quote. Toney quickly fired back, "I'm curious where our attorney general has been, if he's paid attention. I've been the most vocal Republican statewide candidate opposed to decertification, saying there was no widespread voter fraud that would overturn the results of the election here in Wisconsin," Toney said. The election will be held on Tuesday, October 8th. Some information for this report came with permission from Ballotpedia, the Wisconsin State Journal, and West Politics Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.